This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. And why the music of the tropics this morning, you ask? Well, that's because our own puzzle master, Will Shortz, is roughing it this week in Hawaii. He still managed to carve out some time to do the puzzle with us, though. Aloha, Will.
Aloha, Rachel.
Aloha. So, how's Hawaii treating you?
Well, it's just been great. First time in Honolulu. I also spent 3 days on the Big Island,
Nice. Which
is amazing. There's lava flows. There's tropics. It's got virtually every ecosystem except ice.
And yeah. I understand you have also reached a milestone. You've been playing a little table tennis there, which means you have now played table tennis in all 50 states. Is that right?
I'm the first person in history, not that anyone else has tried, to compete, to play at a table tennis club in all 50 states.
Uh-huh. Okay. With that, can you remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from listener Andrew Chaikin of San Francisco. I said, take the word baci, B-A-C-I, which is Italian for kisses. I said, you can rearrange the letters to I see a bee, which sounds like a sentence, I see a bee. And I said, think of a unit of measurement, rearrange its letters, and read them out loud to form a sentence complimenting someone on their appearance. What's the word and what's the sentence? Well, the unit of measure was a quart, Q-U-A-R-T, which can become you are a Q-T or you are a cutie. And we also we also accepted cubit, C-U-B-I-T, which you can make into I-C-B-U-T. Little bit of a stretch, but it was good enough. We counted that, too.
All right. You're a generous soul. So we received more than 2,000 correct answers this week. And our randomly selected winner is Fred Barber of Oswego, New York. He's on the line now. Hey, Fred. Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
How'd you get the answer?
Well, I like to think of these after I go to bed and helps me fall asleep. But this one took me a couple of days.
That's what we aim to do, put you to sleep.
I figured it had to have either an I or a U in it, and maybe four or five letters, and I went from there.
So, you ready to do this, Fred?
I guess.
Sure, what the heck. Okay, Will, take it away.
All right, Fred and Rachel, every answer today is a word that starts with para, P-A-R-A. First, I'll define it in a regular way, and then in a punny way, you tell me the words. For example, if I said typical examples, and the second clue, 20 cents, you would say paradigms, because paradigms are typical examples, and 20 cents is a pair of dimes.
Whoa, this is blowing my mind. Okay.
Number one, gear for skydivers, and your second clue is two photography sessions. So first of all, what would gear for skydivers be, starting with P-A-R-A?
Parachute.
And two photography sessions are a parachute.
Parachutes.
Yes.
There you go.
Okay.
Number two, a perfect place and some equipment in the game Monopoly.
Pair of dice.
To render incapable of moving. And two untruths.
I'm finally getting it on the third one.
Paralyze.
Yes.
There you go. Paralyze, is it? Paralyze. Low protective walls and a dog and a cat.
Pair of pets.
Good one.
Units in an article and two explanatory diagrams.
Paragraphs.
Good. Gets pulled in a harness through the air, and back-to-back events that clear inventory.
Mm. Parasails.
Mm.
Parasails,
nice.
Good. Lovers, and your second clue is Othello and a fellow countryman.
Lovers is the first clue?
Yeah. Sort of, it's a French word, lovers in French.
Oh.
Paramours.
Paramours.
Nice.
Good. And your last one is self-contradictory statement and a small medical practice.
Huh.
Self-contradictory statement and a small medical practice.
You need to help me on this one, Rachel.
Well, Fred, this is the one I don't know.
Well,
you can't give me
and people, what are medics?
Paramedics? Is that the answer?
Not paramedics. I'm asking for a synonym for medics.
Doctors?
Paradox.
There you go. A paradox.
They're
a paradox.
Oh, good one. You wow, that one was hard. Fred, that was a hard one, and you did excellently.
I hope so.
You did. You did great. Fred, for playing the puzzle today, you get a weekend edition lapel pin and all kinds of puzzle books and games. Check out your prizes at npr.org/puzzle. And before we let you go, where do you hear us, Fred?
WRVO.
WRVO in Central New York. Fred, thank you so much for playing the puzzle. Fred Barber of Oswego, New York. Thanks so much, Fred.
And thank you. I enjoyed it a lot.
Oh, good. Okay, Will, what's up for next week?
Yes, the challenge comes from listener Mark Isaac of Sunnyvale, California. Think of a word that means unfinished. Add one letter at the start and one letter at the end, and you'll get a new word that means the opposite of the first. What words are these? So again, a word that means unfinished, add a letter at the start and a letter at the end, and you get a new word that means the opposite of the first one. What words are these?
You know what to do. When you've got the answer, go to npr.org/puzzle, click on that Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please, and our deadline for those entries is Thursday, June 23rd at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, then we'll call you, and then you will get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times, and he is Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thanks, Rachel.